Blog Talk Radio.
To those who are aging or getting a little older, and we begin to start to think about our youthful days. Amen. New beginnings. We all can start all over. No matter where we've been, no matter what we've gone through, we can always start over again. And that's the beauty of starting over. Amen. This evening, we have Elder Rose Cook, who is from Atlanta, Georgia, and she's going to be speaking with you. And her topic is Put On the New Garment from Ephesians 23 through 29. Amen. What we normally do is we have prayer, and then we turn it over to the speaker, and we just move forward. We are an interactive Bible study. We come on every Wednesday. We are New Beginnings. I'm Brother John, along with Sister Suzanne, who is on the other line. And we have a Bible interactive Bible study every Wednesday from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock. And our prayer is that we can reach as many as we can, so that for those who don't have an opportunity to go to church, you can come on and just interact with other brothers and sisters. And sometimes the brothers and sisters that we interact with are, they're someone that we may know. We may not know the name or hear the name, but oftentimes they are someone that you may even know. I can say that Elder Cook is from out of Long Island, New York. For those of you that have asked about those who are talking from Long Island, she is from Long Island also. So, you know, the connection is getting even closer. Amen. So I look forward, you know, so one day that we have all those that we've come in contact with through our years can come on Blog Talk Radio and just be able to interact one with another. Amen. We're going to have prayer, then we're going to turn it over to Elder Rose Cook. Father, we thank you for this opportunity. We pray that it would be a blessing to you, Heavenly Father. We pray that we would lift up the name of Jesus. We pray that we would all be on one accord. Father, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for life. We thank you for life more abundantly. We pray, Heavenly Father, for the sick and afflicted, those that know you and those that don't. And Lord, Father, we just unveil ourselves, Heavenly Father. If there's anything that you see within us that's displeasing, Father, we ask that you would just cleanse us, Heavenly Father, and let us be righteous in your eyesight. Father, we know that we're weak, but thou art strong. But we thank you for being a God who's a forgiving God, a loving God. We just thank you. We give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise. Amen, amen. Elder Cook, are you on? Are you on? Elder Cook, are you on?
Yes, I'm on.
Man, praise the Lord. It's good to hear from you again. And we look
yes.
forward to what God has placed on your heart to share with us. I was just sharing that you are from Long Island, New York, and I've been communicating with others from Long Island and telling them what we're doing. And, you know,
uh-huh.
when someone is from the same city, same state, sometimes even
yes.
the same state. Amen? We're going to turn it on over to you, and we're just going to be obedient and just follow. Amen?
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I just ask, if you could just put your phone on mute because I'm hearing feedback.
Okay. Let me, again, I have everybody's mic turned on. For those of you that are listening, if you would like to make a comment, please, what I would like for you to do is, how about now? Are you still hearing a feedback?
Not now.
Okay, good. That might have been coming from my mic.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. I just wanted to say today was just an awesome and a beautiful day for me. I was in worship and praise in my spirit. And tonight I just ask that I know everybody been working all day, tired, but I still believe that God deserves a praise and a worship. So if it's all right, if you could slip up your hands wherever you may be and just give God a worship for a minute, hallelujah. If you just open up your mouth and worship him and let him know that you love him today, let him know that you appreciate him today, let him know that he has kept you through the morning into this appointed time and the worship. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Amen. If you just says worship him on tonight.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank
I just
you.
Felt that in my spirit that I, yes. if I just can ask, if you listening or you on the computer, just lift up your hands and just worship God. Hallelujah. Because there's a blessing when you worship and you praise
Amen.
God.
Lord,
hallelujah.
You.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, if you have your Bibles with you tonight, would you turn to the book of Ephesians, the 4th chapter, verses 23 to 29. Hallelujah. Ephesians 4, 23 to 29. And I'm going to read this, and then we're going to move on. Amen. And the Bible says, "And be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man which was created according to God in the true righteousness and holiness. Therefore, putting away lying, let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath, nor give place to the devil. Let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor, which working with his hands, what is good, that he may have something to give him who has need. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers." And the word of God is blessed. My subject lesson for tonight is put on your new garment. Hallelujah. Put on your new garment. And as the elder was speaking before, this is an interacting Bible study. And if you want to interject or piggyback off of what I say, I don't mind you jumping in. Amen. So if you have a comment, you can always jump in. I don't mind. Amen.
Amen.
So as we move on forward tonight, this garment I'm talking about is not a natural garment, but a spiritual garment. Amen. And this is something that we need to put on. In this time and day, we need to put on this spiritual garment. The Bible says in the 23rd verse, it says, "And be renewed in your spirit." In other words, before you put on this new garment, there has to be a renewing of your mind. In other words, a transformed mind, not conforming to the things of this world. If you look in Romans 12 and 12, we're going to go to it tonight. Romans 12 and 12 says, Romans 12 and 2 says, "And do not be conformed to this world." Somebody's phone is ringing.
Right.
Hi, this is Myra. I'm sorry, I am unable to answer you.
What is that?
And do not be conformed to this world, but ye be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen? So in other words, there has to be some type of change in your mind. Amen? You have to, in other words, be transformed. You cannot think the way you used to think when you put on this, before you put on this new garment. You cannot have that same mindset that you had before. There has to be a renewing of your mind. Your thinking process has to change. Amen?
Amen.
Philippians 2 and 5, we could go there. Philippians 2 and 5 says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." See, you got to have the mindset of Jesus. You have to have the mindset of thinking, what would Jesus do?
Amen.
You know, you got to have that mindset to say, you know, well, if I'm going through something, well, how would God handle that? You know, not always looking how we would handle it, but you have to have a mindset to say, you know what, how would God handle this situation that I'm going through? Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yes.
And so to have this transformation mind, you must have this transformation mind from an ungodly way of thinking into a new godly way of thinking. Amen. So tonight, I'm going to pose the question, because this is an interacting Bible study. What do you think is an ungodly way of thinking? Anybody out there that can speak?
Amen.
What do you think is an ungodly way of thinking?
Everybody's mics is open for you to interject at any time.
Amen.
Amen. Ungodly way of thinking. Anything that is not what God would have us to be.
Uh-huh.
Or even going even further, when we're acting and thinking like we used to before we accepted Christ.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes. Mm-hmm. The ungodly way of thinking is doing the things of the world, what the world would do. If you're in a crisis or a situation, what the world would do, you would think that way, a way of not of what God would not do, basically an ungodly
right. mm-hmm.
way of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Anything that goes against what the Word of God says, point blank, you know. Our godly thinking is whatever the Word says. Our ungodly thinking is, like you're saying, we have to be transformed. It's that old man, that old mindset. That's an ungodly way of how doing. We have to stay with the Word. That's how I say it.
Yes. And when you have this renewed mind, there should be a change that takes place. After your mind is renewed, there's a change that should be taking place. And one change is your attitude towards sin.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You should have an attitude towards sin that's not of God, so I'm not going to go that route. Or I'm not going to do that because that's not pleasing to God. And how do you know that you want to please God and
mm-hmm.
how it's important to please God?
Amen.
So you want to change that attitude
mm-hmm.
towards sin.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Somebody makes you mad and upset,
mm-hmm.
and you go off, and you
mm-hmm.
sin. No more of that. If you have a renewed mind, a
mm-hmm.
mindset, you won't go that way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Amen? So we have to change that attitude of
mm-hmm.
it's about me. It's all about me.
Mm-hmm.
It's not all about you. The Bible says that you should be your brother's keeper.
Mm-hmm.
That we should look out for one another.
Mm-hmm.
That's changing your attitude.
Elder, when I think about it.
Elder, that's not easy. That's I understand what you're saying, Elder, but sometimes you might you know, like you said, someone upsets you or
mm-hmm.
gets on your nerves. Sometimes, you know, you slip.
Because
mm-hmm. I know I do, you know, that with the attitude. You know,
mm-hmm.
sometimes it'll come out of you. Because folks nowadays seem to, they can bring it out of you.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I wrestle with that a lot.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just want to interject. You know, and just like the elder said in verse 26 of this chapter where it says you can be angry and sin not. That means you can be angry, you can even get hot, but don't let that anger cause you to go into that other area, that dark area where the devil always tries to lure us into, you know, because even Jesus himself got angry. He went into the temple when they were selling, and he was turning tables over. He was hot.
He was hot.
But, you know, him being God, okay, no sin in him, but yet human,
mm-hmm.
he showed us, you know, you can be that way. You know, you can get angry. But don't let that anger overtake you to the point of there's no return. Because once it goes out of your mouth, you can't bring it back.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So we have to think before we even go any further. because we all get hot.
You know, to add on to that, even to add on to that, I look at in terms of Ephesians where it says, be angry and do not sin, and let not the sun set upon your wrath. We get angry. We do make mistakes. I'm going to say that I'm not perfect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we do get angry and we make mistakes. But what the key is making sure that we don't carry that overnight.
Mm-hmm.
We don't go to sleep with that anger and wake up with that anger. You know, we don't hold on to it. We do make mistakes. We do get angry, but we're supposed to release it. We're not to carry it with us.
So just saying that to say this, brother, we all are human, and you're not by yourself. You know what I'm saying? So you're not by yourself.
Yeah, but you know you say it, but then you ask God to forgive you.
Oh, yeah.
And you might do it 2 hours later. I mean, so is it in vain?
Well, then no. But then you yourself, brother, because we've all been there. Then that's a point in you that needs temperance. You know, we have to go to God and say, Lord, now you know I'm a hothead, or sometimes when people rub me the wrong way, I'll go off on them. So, Lord, you're going to have to come in and help me. You're going to have to come and help me and deal with me, deal with this part in my life that is, like, not only bad for me, but it's embarrassing to you. See, and that's what it's all about, too. We want to represent and exemplify Christ in a Christ-like manner. And you know what? Christ-like, be as he is. You know what? When we act the way he would have us to act, then we're showing his glory, actually. People see us and see Christ. But it's when we go over into that other area, they say, oh, I thought you were supposed to be Christian or a believer. The world is watching us.
Okay.
But you all right. You all right. Just ask God. You all right. Just ask God to deal with you. We all got issues.
Mm-hmm. I think that's very important. We all have issues.
Yes, we do.
We all have issues.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Y'all jumped in. Y'all said everything what I was about to say, but I'm going to repeat it too. Amen. And so as we move forward with that, we move on as well as you transform. You know, you have to transform from the kingdom of darkness, which is the devil, into the kingdom of God. So as you transforming and renewing your mind, you have to transform yourself from being in the kingdom of darkness, which is the devil, doing the things of the devil or living in darkness or believing in darkness, and into the kingdom of God, his righteousness, putting on the form of love and peace and understanding. That's the kingdom of God. That's what I believe, the characteristics of God, putting on that love, that peace, that long-suffering that God possesses. So once you have this transformation in your mind, that's where you should transform your mind to the kingdom of God. Amen. And then there's a holiness garment that we must possess. Hallelujah. Leviticus 19:2 tells us, I'm just paraphrasing, for I am holy, you must be holy, God says. You know, if he's holy, we got to live holy. And I pose another question. Why do you think we cannot possess that holiness? What is preventing us? I love, you know, dialogue, so that's why I asked the question. Why do, you know, you think that we cannot possess that holiness, put on a holiness garment? What causes us to fall short in that area?
That's what I was about to ask you, Elder. I was getting ready to ask you that question.
Okay, anybody can answer. Go ahead.
Just like I said, you know, you try, but like you said, you put on that, you put on that garment.
Yes.
Like you say, sometimes they can beat that garment off of you. Sometimes you may not put that garment on. Like I said, it's
well.
You know, it's not, I guess for me, it's, I wouldn't say hard to do, but like I said, I see myself, I keep falling short.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's why I was ready to pose that question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, that's why it's important for us to be in the presence of God, you know, to read His Word, to pray to Him, to have relationship with Him, because the Word of God says, He clearly says that if we walk in the Spirit, we won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Now. And I know that for some of us out there, it might seem easier said than done. But I find, personally, when I'm laying before the Lord, reading His Word, I'm not saying that it's totally 24/7 because we have other things to do within a day. But like the Word of God also says, in Psalms, like we sing, we thank Him during the course of our day. And you'll find as you're doing this that your spirit is building. It's building up where you won't walk in the flesh. You won't lean towards those things of the flesh because your inner man is being strengthened. Your inner man is being built up. And that's where God wants us to be, in our inner man. Because you know what? Our outward is dying every day. And it's subject to error every day. But when we make God our daily bread, when we make God, oh, hallelujah, when we make God our first fruit of the day, meaning when we wake up in the morning, thank you, Jesus, and give Him praise and glory, and you'll find that will carry over. I'm done, Elder. I'm done.
I want to add on that you mentioned in terms of my sister, in terms of the university. And answering that, looking at that, you have to spend time.
Yes.
You have to spend time. And what does that mean? As she had said before, you know, she had said in terms of spending time, reading the Word, praying, you know, and God wants to be our best friend.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to be our best friend. The only thing that's preventing that from happening is us.
Hello?
You know, we always associate in terms of a best friend. We look at it in terms of from a worldly point of view.
Can you hear us, Pastor?
Wait.
Yes.
That means that we have spent time with them, that we have shared some personal things with them. So therefore, we believe that we can say something to them and they're not going to reveal it to others and embarrass us.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
So looking at relationships with God, we have to have that same relationship with God. He has to be our best friend.
Mm-hmm.
He has to be our best friend. When we get in trouble or we have problems, He's the one that we should go to.
Mm-hmm.
Man cannot solve our problems, but
mm-hmm.
He is the one, and He wants to be the one with open
mm-hmm.
arms so that when we have issues or we have problems,
mm-hmm.
we can come to Him.
Mm-hmm.
We can come to God. And the more that we begin to study the Word and the more that we begin to go to God,
mm-hmm.
the more we begin to start to act like our best friend.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's so true because He's supposed to be our all in all. Now, not saying, brother, because you're not on an island by yourself, not saying, brother, that you don't have people that you have confidence, confidence in, because God will put those right people in around you where you can reveal or be yourself. Because God, you know, one thing like the pastor was saying, we are our brother's keeper, but you have to make sure that you have that spirit of discernment to know who is the keeper. Because you can't reveal everything to everybody. But God wants you to have somebody. But He wants to be your everything. You know, Him first and foremost. But just like Brother John, he has his wife. You know, first is God, then his wife. You know, so there is someone in his life. So God doesn't want us to carry sometimes our burdens by ourselves. Because He says, if when one is weak, then, and I'm paraphrasing, when one is weak, then the other one can lift you up. He wants us to have a relationship with each other, but not the relationship. Not the relationship.
Okay, I understand that.
Because you're not by yourself. But in that same token, Jesus is supposed to be your everything. Somebody is supposed to be your something, but Jesus is your everything.
Amen.
Because when they're not there, Christ is there. But Christ wants you. You know what? He had his disciples around him. But they weren't the most on they weren't the top of his agenda. His Father was. And that's where God wants us to be. Jesus wants us to be. Have some people, or have one person or two, however your circle is, but make him your everything. I'm finished, Pastor. I'm sorry. I'm done.
Okay.
Amen. So I want to go back to the question that I posed out and add to that reason why we don't possess this holiness garment is because it's not enough spending time intimate with God. We allow in the world to distract us from God.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not studying and reading our word and meditating on the Lord to possess this holiness garment. Because that's what the Bible says, and that's what we are supposed to do. God is looking for some holy people.
Mm-hmm.
Holiness is still right.
Mm-hmm.
Even
Amen.
Though we see all these things going on, people are doing different things in the house of God, but holiness is what God is required.
Mm-hmm.
And when I posed that question, I wanted to know, you know, what did you guys think about that?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad that it was answered, that holiness is still holy. God
mm-hmm.
is requiring that from us.
Mm-hmm.
There's no second guessing that. We have to put on that holiness garment.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't got it, if you don't have it, excuse me the way I said it, but if you don't have it, ask God, go before God, lay before the Lord. Get
mm-hmm.
in your word to put on that garment, because that's what God is looking for. Amen.
Mm-hmm. And holiness isn't an outward thing. It comes from the inside out, but it's a heart thing. It's a spirit thing. Because we are spirit, just like he is spirit, that's where it is. And what's on the inside will exemplify on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
And we can walk therein. But to try to make, this is why the body of Christ gets so caught up and so swayed, because they feel like they have to say the right things, wear the long dresses or wear the collars up, or the guy's got to be, you know, I'm the man of God. But no, but what is your heart? Because God is judging our hearts. That's where the holiness, be holy for I'm holy, meaning your heart has to be right. It's a heart thing. It's a spiritual thing. And what's on the inside is going to come on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
Inside strong.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. And so as we look at it, we move forward, verse 25, it says, therefore, putting away lying,
Amen.
That each one of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another.
Yes.
In other words,
mm-hmm.
put away that lying tongue. That's how
mm-hmm.
I could put it. And be truthful
mm-hmm.
to your sister and your brother.
That's good.
That's one way of putting on holiness.
Mm-hmm.
One of your
mm-hmm.
holiest garments is
yep.
be truthful for one another.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Bible says you can't tarry in God's sight. A
yeah.
liar cannot tarry in God's sight.
Amen.
Amen. And you know what? It's not good to lie to your brother
Mm-mm.
and sister.
Mm-mm.
Be truthful. Be
yeah.
honest. God is looking for honest people.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're honest, that's good integrity. You have
mm-hmm.
good integrity when you are an honest person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then people can believe in you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't want to possess that lying tongue, because
mm-hmm.
it is rudely. It's damaging.
Yes, it is.
Amen. It can
Elder,
hurt.
Elder,
Yes?
What would you say to those who are listening, who hears that, and it's being said that we shouldn't lie to others? What would you say to others who are listening that are in fear of hurting someone's feelings rather than telling them the truth?
Oh, wow. Wow. Wow.
Well,
that's good.
I believe that you should tell the truth no matter what. I think there's a way that you can tell somebody.
Amen.
If
there it is.
There's a way that you can tell them in love.
There it is.
Mm-hmm. Of what is wrong or what you see is wrong.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Don't be so rudely with it, but
mm-hmm.
do it in love.
Mm-hmm.
Do it in as I'm your brother keeper. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Do it in love.
Mm-hmm.
If you see something wrong with me, tell me in love, and
mm-hmm.
I can be
mm-hmm.
easily to receive it.
Mhm, mhm, mhm.
Amen.
And,
does that answer your question, Elder?
Yes, it does. I was just more so just thinking
mm-hmm.
outside
mm-hmm.
of the box for those that may be thinking, I don't know how to tell, people the truth, or because I don't like
mm-hmm.
hurting their feelings. Just thinking outside
mm-hmm.
of the box.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so I like I said, I do believe if you tell somebody, tell it in love, so
mm-hmm.
where they can receive it. It's better to tell me in love than tell me in a nasty way.
Right. And
you
and
know,
if it,
me,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't receive it. But if you tell me in love, I'm able to evaluate, look at it,
mm-hmm.
and see what you're saying to me and receive it in love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go ahead.
And since we're to pray about everything, if it's a hard thing, then we need to really pray about that specific thing and ask God to direct us in how to even approach it. And it's the same thing. I'm saying the same thing that Elder is saying. We need to. But I remember my mother used to say when we were growing up, if you can't say something nice, then don't say it at all. And people forget that when you lie to me, who has the Holy Spirit, you're lying to God. So people forget sometimes what we carry inside. We look at our brothers and sisters like they're just our brothers and sisters. No, yes, they are, but they're your brother and sister with the Spirit of God. And when you lie, that's why no lies will tarry in the sight, because when you lie, you're lying to me. You're not lying to Edna. You're not lying to brother John or Elder Rose. You're not lying to them. You're lying to the Spirit of God. And you'll be accountable for that lie. We got to check ourselves.
Amen.
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 I'm done. I'm just...
And so we move on to the 26th verse. We really touched on this, but I'm going to bring out some other things that the Lord gave me in this particular scripture.
Yeah.
In verse 26 says, "Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath." The one thing I realized that the one dangerous consequence of retaining an angry spirit and allowing your anger to dominate your life is the fact that this caused you to give place to the devil.
That's good.
So in other words, as we spoke about it, that your anger, the anger that you possess, it can spill over and allow the devil to seep in. Because
mm-hmm.
any little crack that you give the devil, he's coming in. And then he's bringing his boys with him. Did you hear what I said? He's bringing his boys with him. Once he give a little crack, once you give a little crack to the enemy, he's coming. So it's important to you could be angry, but you got to make it up. You got to say, "Lord," I'm going to use my example. I get angry for a minute, and then I have to ask the Lord to bring me back, because
mm-hmm.
I don't want the enemy to seep in.
Amen.
And take control, because he could
mm-hmm.
run with that anger.
Whew.
The enemy could really run with that anger, so you have to be careful when you have a spirit of anger.
Mm-hmm.
You allow the devil to gain a foothold from which He can manipulate you and wreak havoc all around you.
Ooh,
he can create broken relationships, foolish, shameful conduct. Anger can push you to a level that you could do things that you never thought you would ever do.
Yes.
And that's the devil seeping into your spirit, allowing the devil to come in and run havoc all around you. You angry, you cussing out people, you saying words that you never said before, or you even doing things that you never thought you would do because of anger. That's why it's important that you need to control your spirit of anger. Yes, it says that. But you got to come back with it and be like, Lord, take away this anger before the sun goes down on it. And like the elder said before, he said, because my parents always told me, never go to sleep angry.
Mm-hmm.
So you work it out with your brother and your sister, but never go to sleep angry. And I agree with Elder for saying that, because it's important, because you never know if you're even going to wake up the next day.
That's right.
You went to bed angry. You didn't ask God to forgive me, or you didn't ask God, you know, for forgive you for hurting your sister, your brother, or whatever the case is, and you didn't say, Lord, forgive me, and you die in your sleep. No, it's important that you do not, when you're angry, don't go to sleep on it. When you're angry, bring it back and say, Lord, forgive me. Lord, take away that anger I have for that brother and sister. Lord, take away that anger I have for the situation that's going in my life. It's so important, because your soul is at stake. Because you never know what would happen to you by you being angry, and the Son of God comes. You didn't say, Lord, forgive me, or anything, because you're so angry. Because anger causes you to not to even think about, Lord, forgive me. You're so angry about everything, or you're so angry about the situation, it messes up your mindset. There you go with that new mindset that you got to have. And also in this scripture, it talks about two types of anger. And tonight I want to talk about these two types of anger. It's a righteous anger. A righteous anger, which means it flows from issues such as being sinned against, experiencing injustice, and a righteous jealous. You see that in John 2:12-16. Prophetess tapped into it when Jesus came, chased the money changers out of the temple. That was a righteous anger that God has, because God gets angry too. Believe it or not, it's in the Word. Because I just said it, John 2:12-16. You go to Exodus 32, you find God was angry. You go to Deuteronomy 29:25-28 shows that God was angry. So, yeah, God got angry too. And it's a given emotion. That's what anger is. It's emotion. And it's a part of God's own divine character. Because God was angry too. But I'm going to go back to righteous anger. It also too is, like I said, John 2, Verses 12, 16, when you read that, when you get home, you can read that. When you later on, you know, read that. It also says, too, that if you was falsely accused of something and you was publicly humiliated, that's a righteous anger, too. That's just some examples of righteous anger. The second one is an unrighteous anger, which flows issues such as pride, selfishness, fear, anxiety. We see this unrighteous anger in 1 Samuel 18, verses 8 through 9. You know the story when Paul, when the people of Israel was publicly praising David instead of Saul for his military conquest, and it was downplaying Saul. Amen? And that was an unrighteous anger. So what I'm saying tonight in this verse is, be angry. Do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath. Any questions as I move forward? Because I was saying a lot.
No, amen. I just wanted to tap into the how we need to release that anger, because we've all been there, and I've been there, got the T-shirt and everything else, the hat and everything. I wore it.
Uh-huh.
And it does take you into that place where it is ugly and it's salty. And it all it does is, like the pastor said, what it does is it disturbs and break up relationships. And what I've been there, you know. Mm-hmm. And what I'm saying is that God can do anything in us and for us. And when we release and give it over to Him,
mm-hmm.
it will be all right.
Yeah.
You know, folks, it's I'm listening to everything you all saying, everything
mm-hmm.
that you're saying, Rose. I mean, and
everybody,
sister, everybody, I'm listening to this, but it's not easy. And you know, I know right from wrong.
Mm-hmm.
If I slip up, I ask God to forgive me.
Mm-hmm.
I overlook a lot, but it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
It is
right.
Hard, and like I said, I don't know no special word, no special code, a special prayer. I don't know anything to change things other than kind of hold it in. But like I said, I mean, it may come easy to you guys.
Tell them, pal.
Right now, but it's to me right now, and I fight with that every day, and you know. I think before I speak, but that thought is still in my head. So I control my tongue. I control my actions. But it's not easy. And like you said, and if you just ask for forgiveness. Like I said, I don't know how to turn. I don't know really what to do with that situation.
Robert, can you hear me?
Pastor?
Can you hear me?
A little louder,
I can hear you.
Doctor.
Okay, hi. Everybody struggles. Everyone struggles because
Amen.
We're human. We're
Amen.
Human. And we haven't always been saved. The only one who was perfect was Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And so we strive towards perfection, but no one is perfect. No one is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
When you say that you struggle, that you control behavior and control your words, that's it. And that's what we do. That's what we do. And so you are a conqueror. You are a conqueror when you
Amen.
Do that. When
Amen.
You that, when you commit your words, when you ask the Lord to bridle your tongue, and then you ask the Lord to help you with your thoughts, with your thought life too. But you're not alone, because we're what do they say, spirit beings.
Yes.
And we're here in the world, and we're dealing with the things in the world. So sure, things come into our head,
mm-hmm.
and things in the past come into the head, in our head. The difference is that we don't act on them.
Mm-hmm.
We don't act on them. But also know this, that the passion that you have and what you have in you is not unnatural. It's natural, and that's all that the Lord has allowed you to go through in becoming who you are today. And the Lord will use your passion. He will use your energy. He will use even your heart of wanting to even be better, that you feel convicted by that. And God is going to use that. God is going to use that, and that's awesome. That's
Amen.
Awesome. There's so many people that won't be honest and will try to act holy,
yeah.
and pretend they don't have thoughts, pretend like they're not challenged, you
mm-hmm.
know, they go through with this fake, phony look for the world to see. But you're bearing yourself to
mm-hmm.
the world, you know,
yeah.
saying, yeah, I struggle with this. A lot of folks don't do that. A lot of folks try to pretend to be holiness. Holiness
mm-hmm.
is part of authenticity and being honest, too.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord loves that.
Yep.
like I said, it seems to me that it comes almost as, if I can say, almost as second nature to you folks.
No,
but
no.
It's like a battle.
No, you can't.
It may appear that way, but that's not true. And I'm sure if you ask anyone, they would tell you they're challenged every day. And every day you wake up and you ask the Lord to help you through the day. And at the end of the day, you look back at the thoughts that you had or the things that you said or did or whatever, and you ask the Lord for forgiveness of those things. And the great thing about our God is that he's a God of new beginnings and second chances. You go to sleep and you get another chance tomorrow.
That's good. Get
another chance to do it, to get it right. Every day is another opportunity to get it right. So you keep being who you are. I love your authenticity, your honesty. I love the fact that you're willing to just bare your soul and that you want to be, that you want to do it right.
Every time I join the program, I'm always 100% honest. I don't know if I may say why it seems to be so hard for me, and I'm just trying to figure out what more do I do? What more do I have to do to other than keep going and keep striving and studying? It's just like, I don't know, I just feel like I'm being kept back in and say, I'm not ready to move on to that next grade. I feel like I'm just, I got to repeat this grade until I get it right. And it's like, when am I going to get it right?
Let me be quiet. Elder Rose, I'm sorry for interrupting.
Okay.
Forgive me.
Go ahead.
No, it's a process.
Yeah.
It takes time. It's not overnight.
There it is.
It's a process. You continue to live. You continue to pray. Continue to ask God to forgive you. We're not perfect. We all, like everybody's been saying, we've been going through the same struggle. We may know a little bit more word than you do, but we still struggle.
Yep.
We struggle with some of the things that you're struggling with. But we're striving to do better. We keep on living. We keep on praying. We keep on asking the Lord, please take this away. Take this out of my spirit. You got to just keep on pushing.
Yeah.
Keep on praying.
Yeah.
Asking God to heal you, deliver you, take the thoughts out of your mind, out of your mouth. That's all you do. Just keep on living. It's a process. It's not overnight.
Mm-hmm.
Don't feel that you know you're getting the short end of the stick or you
no
left.
Way.
You're not. We are all equal. Like it says in here, we are one. The 25th verse says, "For we are members of one another." We are all together in this together. There's nobody high or low.
So you guys don't feel that I'm doing well. I mean, like I said, I guess if I'm in the presence of certain folks, I feel inferior. And I think Elder Cook may know what I'm talking about because I speak with her a lot about it, but I feel real inferior, and I guess sometimes, speaking of anger, it just upsets me. It's just like, well, what am I doing? When is my turn? You know?
Can I interject? Are they making you feel inferior, or are you inferior?
No. You guys are not making
me feel inferior. Us.
Oh.
Whoever you're around.
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Because
I was ready to say change of friends.
Oh, no, 90% of the time I'm by myself.
Oh, I see.
And like I said, yes, I'm by myself, and I try. You know, I try to do and incorporate. I listen, and I try to learn and remember, and I try to live by what I learn. But like I said, it's just more and more each time.
Well,
it's just like every day is something different or something new. And it's like, well, I thought I had mastered this or I got this under control, but then something else will hit me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, well, Lord, you know, I just ask sometimes, I say, Father, am I doing the right thing? Am I going, you know, am I coming to you right? Or am I, you know, am I doing it wrong? You know, other than someone holding my hand, which, you know, I mean, am I doing it wrong, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, I just want to, I'm sorry, Pastor Rose, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I just want to just say this really quickly. One thing about the Lord, one thing about God is that he loves us so much. He's patient with us. You know, the good work that he's begun in you, he will continue to do it until the day of Jesus Christ. That's the word of God. And as far as me, it's only an hour show. But I can talk to you about that. Look, I haven't always been in the place where I've been. Let me tell you something. I can tell you stories that will curl your hair. And if you're bald, you will get hair. You know? I'm just letting you know that we have a journey. And we're still on this journey. You know,
okay.
Some of us has come a little further than some, but it doesn't matter. Our point of destination is the kingdom of God, and God has patience with us to get us there. If we want it,
Amen. He'll
get us there. I'm done, Pastor Rose.
Okay, I see differently now. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Praise God
Praise
for
the
that.
Lord.
That you see something differently. But
I see it differently now.
Be encouraged. Just continue to live and do what's right. Continue. Ask God. You're going through. Ask the Lord to help you. That's all.
Yeah.
He's here to help you through.
Amen.
Help you through. And the last part, because I only got a few minutes, three minutes,
he says,
the last part I want to talk about, let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edifying, that they may impart grace to hearers.
Amen.
Can you repeat that, Elder?
Okay. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearer.
Okay.
In other words, it says, but now you yourself are put off all these anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Amen.
Amen.
So, in other words, let's be positive. I'm going to put it like that. Let's be positive with one another. Let's be nice with one another.
Amen.
Let's show love so that it can edify the hearer, impart grace to the hearer, that
Amen.
You can be a blessing to someone else.
Yeah.
Amen. Let's put on this new garment, which is the new mindset of being nice, just being nice, showing that love, the characteristics of God, putting on
Amen.
That garment so that we can edify, be a blessing to someone else.
Amen.
You know, people, you know, we're living in a world that people are going through.
Yes.
So one way to help that person get through, be nice, say encouraging words. That's all God is requiring for us to do, is be encouraged for one another because we are in this boat together.
Yes.
Amen. So
Amen.
I say tonight, put on this new garment. Let's take off that old garment, the old way of thinking. Let's put on the new thinking of Christ
Amen.
In our lives. Amen.
Amen.
And I hope everybody was blessed on tonight.
Yes, good word.
Amen.
Good word.
Elder?
You want to close out in prayer? We have about 60 seconds left.
Okay, Lord, we thank you for this night, God. We thank you for the word that went forth on today, God, that it be a blessing to the hearers and there be a doer of your word on tonight. We ask, God, that you bless the young man right now that is talking. We ask that you encourage him right now, God, Brother Nate right now, that you encourage him even the more, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you tonight, and we bless your name. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Thank you. Thank you again for such a powerful word, and I love it when we have an interactive talk because it becomes a blessing. There's someone, my brother, for those questions you asked, those that are out there listening have very similar questions, but they had no opportunity to ask or they did not ask. So
Okay.
Remember, we love you, but God loves you most. Until next Wednesday, New Beginnings, we'd like to meet you back here next week. Thank you.
I face the dawn.